listening to the Border Perspective Audio Podcast, broadcasting out of the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas, hosted by Christian Salinas.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. I am Christian Salinas, and we've decided to go ahead and dedicate this podcast to the Fashion, Art, and Music event, also known as FAME, which will be held this Friday, June the 10th, 2011, here in McAllen, Texas, in Archer Park. So I want to talk a little bit about FAME. First of all, how it came together. As I'm sure I've mentioned before on this podcast, Border Perspective Studios does work in association with a local photographer. His name is Miguel Angel. And this is an association that came together about a year ago. And ever since we've started working with Miguel, a lot of we've met a lot of great people, and a lot of good things have happened. And we thought it would be a great idea to put together an event that could serve as a thank you for everybody who's supported our efforts over the past year. And that's how FAME originally came together. And this was about a month ago. And since then, we've teamed up with Carlos Cabrera and Myra Chavez, who are some pretty amazing people when it comes to organizing major events. And I can tell you from firsthand experience that they are working very, very hard to have a great show, and to have a great show that everybody can have fun in, because that's pretty much what FAME is all about. It's a show put together for everybody to have fun. Now, FAME will feature live musical performances, most of which will be acoustic live or unplugged performances by local artists, and we'll be more specific about that in a minute. It'll also feature some art that will be on display, art created by local artists, and of course it will feature a fashion show. So we are expecting for everybody to have a great time. We are expecting it to be a pretty big event, and everybody is welcome. It is an event that is open to the public. And it's free. There will be no charge or anything to be at the event. And everybody is working very, very hard to make sure that FAME is a successful event. And people have been working for weeks to put everything, to make everything as perfect as can be. And we're amazed at just how much work it has been to put everything together. And everybody's been working really hard. I want to talk a little bit about the musical performances. There are some great bands in line to perform. Corrine Garcia, The Strays, Albert Escobar, just to mention a few. We were able to catch up with Corrine and Albert during one of their practice sessions, and we took along our equipment and figured we would have them talk a little bit about what they expect from FAME and what they're doing to get ready for it.
And for this show, I'm going to be playing the piano and singing, maybe some guitar, and my friend Albert here is going to help me out with one of the songs. So we're collaborating together for that.
What I'm bringing is we're going to perform a few songs. Me and my friend Eliot, or George, he's got many names. But we're going to do a duet with Corey here. She's going to, she'd sound real nice because she's really good. And me... We have a few Spanish, and we're going to do a little country as well, kind of mix it up for the FAME. Well, we're expecting it's going to be pretty big. A lot of people might show up. I'm calculating. Hopefully my calculations are right. I think I'm guessing 300. I got other people saying 4 or 5, but I'm going to be on the safe side and go for 3. And I know it's going to be some fashion show. I had the pleasure to spend some time with some of the makeup artists and hairstylists, and they're pretty excited about it. They're very concentrated.
And I just hope it's a good opportunity for everyone who's playing. I know there's a lot of good musicians that are going to play, and they're not that well known, so hopefully now they'll have a bigger fan base that they've been exposed at FAME. And I hope that it just continues and hopefully becomes something we do every year. It gets bigger and bigger.
And the important thing is that, you know, we're having fun, and, you know, and that's what you want to go for. Have some fun and make something happen.
I also wanted to take this time to make a special announcement concerning us, Border Perspective Studios. First of all, we are very happy to announce that we have an addition to our lineup. Corrine Garcia has decided to create a weekly web series / podcast episode that will be featured on this site and in our podcast feed. And we did ask Corey if she could explain a little bit about what her show will be about.
Starting to create material for an album. So basically, it's kind of like my lookbook or like my idea board that I'm spreading to the world. So it's a lot of Latin standards, a lot of mariachi pieces that I take to my own style, and even some English pop and indie music that I really like the sound of and that I make my own. So every week we'll try to do a new song. I'll feature different musicians and different producers that are helping me out. And you can catch it on the Border Perspective Network, on their site, on their iTunes store, on their podcast, and also through my blog and through my Facebook page and my YouTube channel.
And you can definitely find links to all of Corey's material on our website. And that's it for this week's podcast. We're looking forward to seeing everybody out at FAME. Once again, just a reminder, it will be this Friday, June the 10th, at Archer Park in McAllen, Texas, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And of course, if you have any other questions, our good friend Carlos Cabrera took the time to put together a frequently asked questions section on the FAME Facebook page. And we'll have a link available for that on our site. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and we'll see you at FAME.
Thank you for downloading the Border Perspective audio podcast. You can find archives of past episodes, more information about all our guests, and our most recent contact information all on our website, www.bpscast.com. Produced by Border Perspective Studios, an independent digital media company.